BNS at 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. I'm Beckler.
Tuesday. I'm Shauna.
We are actually the award-winning Beckler and Shauna now.
Oh, that's a big deal.
We won the Best of Calgary Radio Personality category.
Yeah.
It's like a people get to vote. There's nominations, and then people in the city vote, and we ended up winning it.
Which is pretty cool, because as you said, we've never won anything before.
You don't win shit.
Actually, that's a lie. I won a beer fridge one. Two beer fridges once.
I won the award for outstanding performance in career and work ed in high school. And
that's good.
Yeah, I was one of the older kids in the class, and I think it was kind of like a remedial program.
Okay. Good stuff.
So
I also won most improved rider when I was learning to horseback ride when I was a kid.
Ah,
kind of a big deal. They gave me a paper mache frame with some horses on it. It was good.
So we're adding to that trophy case. With this one.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. It's cool to get recognized like that. We have a lot of fun doing the show, and we're very grateful for everybody who listens and who downloads the podcast. So
Yeah, we always kind of, you never really know if people are listening or if they like it or not. We just kind of go with what makes us laugh and hope that it kind of works for you sometimes too. So this Calgary business with a name that I absolutely love, and I know you will too. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
91 Plum.
Very nice.
It's a plumber, and obviously, 91 Plum. Their vehicle is an ambulance.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best thing I've ever seen.
For plumbing emergencies.
For all of your plumbing emergencies. If you need help or whatever, the poop patrol will come in their 91 Plum ambulance.
That's the best one I've heard since The Secret Gardener. Remember The Secret Gardener?
Yes.
Where you just come out of your house, and you're like, what? I didn't have a garden last night.
There's a little man with like a pot on his head running away. Just
for when you want a garden, but you also value discretion, The Secret Gardener. 91 Plum is good, though.
For all your poop emergencies, 91 Plum.
91 Plum, what's your emergency?
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's so bad. Oh, God.
Sir, what's your location?
I'm in my bathroom. It's so bad.
What happened, sir?
The poop.
Did you just say the poop? The poop? Sir, is anybody hurt, sir?
My bum! My bum hurts so bad!
We've dispatched a plumber, sir. Please stay on the line.
Oh, please help!
Stay calm, sir. He will be right there.
I'm scared.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Shauna was in Saskatoon over the weekend at that Humboldt Broncos tribute concert fundraiser.
Yeah.
And a friend of ours here at the station asked what I thought was a really interesting question. He said, was there a 50-50 at that event?
And there was, yeah.
And do you remember what the pot got up to?
No, last I checked, I think it was like 47,000, but 40. I think it was far and beyond that. That was just when I checked, I remember.
And that was like the take-home amount?
Yeah,
okay.
The time.
So let's call it $50,000 for argument's sake here. Our friend was asking, would you not feel an obligation to donate that right back to the cause if you were to win?
And it's not the first time that I've thought about that type of thing, because there's a lot of even silent auctions. There's events that happen all the time for charities,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same thing, right? Like if you win the 50-50 for a certain charity, if you win at any point, do you feel the obligation to just reinvest it, give it right back to the charity? And I don't think that that's fair. I think that you would feel maybe a little bit of an obligation, but I don't think you should, because you paid that money into that pot not expecting to win, right? Mm-hmm. Like that would be an added bonus, but you do it as just...
like a donation almost, right? Like an extra donation.
Donation, yeah. There's a very small chance that you can actually win something in return, so it gives you that little bit of extra kick to do it, but that's really it. It's like...
okay, but here's what I'm thinking. So yeah, I agree with you in that sense, but let's say you win 50 grand at this thing, and it's, you know, you get the families of the hockey players who died there, and the whole thing was to raise money for these people, and then you leave $50,000 richer. Would you not feel a little bit like you were profiting off a tragedy?
Yeah. Well, that's the battle. You probably would. Yeah.
But I mean, it was set up with that in mind, right? So it's a bit of a moral conundrum.
Yeah. And I mean, with this benefit concert, I don't know how much money was made off of it, but every cent basically was donated to the family. So perhaps you would look and say, well, there was $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 raised, whatever it might be. So maybe I could donate half of what I won, and then...
And there's been no shortage of donations
to
the Humboldt Broncos families
no.
in the wake of the tragedy.
Yeah. Sad.
I know. And it's a tough one because...
What would you do?
I don't know. Like, I'm not in a position where I could just, like, poo-poo $50,000, you know? Like, that's a lot of money to most people.
Yeah, I know.
So, I don't... Maybe I would take a chunk of it and donate it back.
Yeah. If it was 50K, I'd probably donate at least half. And then I'd keep...
Half?
Yeah.
That's $25,000, Shauna.
I know, but it's $25,000.
That's like a down payment on a house.
Right, but that's also $25,000 more that I still get that I wouldn't have had before, right?
Couldn't you make that argument all the way down?
You could, but that's how I'd probably do it. Draw it at something like that.
You're a better person than I am.
Well, you are a cheap sasky.
I would have a hard time parting with like $5,000.
You'd probably put it in your pocket and run. See ya!
X92.9.
Yesterday, two women were in front of me and they were arguing why their diet was better. One was going off about fat bombs and putting oils in her coffee. Then the other one was talking about how that's not good. And diets are crazy that way because people are very passionate and they go really hard. And then all of a sudden they immediately back off. And they're like, no, that's not right. Next one. So let's try the next one.
Yeah. And, you know, as a guy who has kind of a weird diet because I don't eat vegetables, I take a lot of heat about that. But right. I always think, like, if your diet works for you and your doctor thinks it's healthy, then good. Do whatever you want. Just, you know, don't be super snobbish about it, right? Mm-hmm. Don't be a diet snob.
Well, I only need natural foods that come from the earth and are blessed by the ants.
Yes, well, I'm on the Oliver Twist. I only eat gruel.
Well, I only eat sticks of butter. It's the butter body diet. It's endorsed by Cameron Diaz.
Yes, well, I'm on the parakeet diet. I only eat small bird seed and sugar water.
Well, I'm on the termite diet. When I get hungry, I just gnaw on a shed.
Yes, that type of digestion is too hard on the digestive tract. That's why I only eat breath. Nothing but breath.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Got a very weird series of direct messages on Instagram recently, Shauna, and I just want to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a bit of a backstory. About, I don't know, 2 years ago, I was out with a friend for his birthday, and I was quite deep into the drinks. And I met these two people, a guy and a girl, who were fans of our show. And I hung out with them for a good part of the night. Very nice people. Mm-hmm. And then I got a message from the guy. And I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Okay.
And I got this message from him last weekend. Late at night, he said, "Hey, man, how have you been?" Smiley face.
What time?
1:49 in the morning.
Interesting.
Okay. And I didn't see it till the next morning. I woke up and said, "Good, dude, you?" He said, "Very good also. What's new in life?" And I said, "Just plugging away on the radio and at our woodworking business." And then I didn't hear from him until a week later, 2:25 in the morning.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
This was yesterday. "I know something else you could plug away at." Winky face.
Nice. Well, he's all about the Beckler.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I responded, "My wife?"
And, did he respond yet?
Then he just laughed.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm shocked that he didn't wait till 2:30 in the morning to respond back again. Something else fairly witty.
It's like, you know what, though? Mm. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Absolutely. You never know.
You got to throw that out there.
Yeah.
I'm married and I'm straight, but...
Well...
Why not?
Maybe you were wanting to explore something different. You never know, right? You got to try.
And if that opportunity was there and he didn't take it...
Mm-hmm.
And you never know then. You live your whole life wondering, what if?
Maybe he got a vibe, and then he's like, well, if you eventually aren't married anymore, then you'll remember him, and then you'll go back and talk to him then, right?
So he's maybe planting the seed for...
Planting the seed for the...
When I eventually realize I'm gay and leave my wife.
Well, I mean, again, there's no harm in trying.
There really isn't.
No. Well, that's good.
The fact that... I'm just kind of making fun of him here, but... Why not, hey?
No.
Why not?
That's very... You know, see, this is the type... You get it now. This is the type of messages that girls will get, right, as well? And now you get to experience it, too.
Is that what it feels like? Where you're kind of like, I think I know what's going on here, but I want to handle it delicately.
You and I have talked about this before, right? Where I'll get a message, and I'm not sure if it's just a friendly message or if it's a pickup message of sorts. In fact, there's one in my inbox right now, and I saw something about we should hang... And then I haven't opened it yet because...
Then it'll say seen.
It'll say seen, and I'm afraid to get into this awkward situation. Yeah, let's gonna sit there for a while.
Okay, well...
In case I've got something you can plug away at.
in 20 minutes or less.
Okay, I have a question, Shauna, and I have two caveats to put before this question.
Okay.
The first is that I mean this with absolutely no ill will or anything. I am just genuinely curious about this. And the second is that if we have any gay or lesbian people who listen to this show, please weigh in on this. We'd love to hear your perspective. But I'm wondering, how do gay men feel in a men's locker room or lesbians in a women's locker room?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Because there's often like a bunch of naked dudes around. Lots of them are in really good shape. And if that's what you're attracted to, like, how do you not kind of check people out?
Yeah.
Or is it that the nudity isn't sexual in that context?
Well, that's the thing, because it's not sexual. Not that you wouldn't check people out, but I honestly think that guys check out guys, girls check out girls anyway, right? If you see another naked girl, you'll look at them. Or, like, girls will look at other girls' boobs, right? Like, that's...
As, like, a comparison type
as
thing?
As almost a comparison, or a curiosity thing or something. So is it more like that as well? Like... I don't know.
Wouldn't it be based on attraction, though? Because I'm just, for example, I'm trying to think, if we ever get to the point where we have, like, gender-neutral change rooms, and there are a bunch of good-looking naked women changing around me, I'd like to think that I would kind of respect the context of the situation and keep my eyes on the floor, but it would be very difficult not to sneak a peek, wouldn't it?
Well, at first, maybe, but you just get used to it, I think, right? So I'm wondering if gay guys are just used to it.
Because I've seen a lot of naked girls, and I wouldn't say I'm used to it yet. Like, I don't know if you ever get used to that, do you?
Really? Like, being around a bunch of naked girls all the time in the change room, like, they're not all gonna be super fit. You're just gonna be a bunch of naked girls, right?
Some of them will be, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. If it's the norm, like, I don't know if it's a big deal. You go to a topless beach, for example. Do guys get super excited when they do that? Like, I think if you grow up in that scenario where you go to the topless beach with your mom, and, like, you probably will think of it in a different way, right?
She'll be like, damn, she's attractive.
For sure.
Like, go about your business.
Yeah. Like,
so you think it's the same way for somebody who is attracted to the same sex in a change room situation now?
Yeah, like, if you're gay, you grew up being gay. You grew up being in a change room with naked guys your whole life, or naked girls your whole life, right? So I'm wondering if you kind of get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe every time it's a battle, you know? Maybe every time it's like, oh, I don't want to get excited, but there's a really good-looking guy or a really good-looking girl in here.
That's why I'd love to hear it in, like, an LGBT perspective on this.
I know.
Because I don't know what that feels like, so.
Yeah.
I've just been curious about that.
I mean, like,
I like to ask questions aloud.
We used to go skinny dipping all the time with, like, guys and girls and that type of thing. Is it that much different?
Jeez, you were crazy, weren't you? You were wild.
No, we just would get all naked. I don't know.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I'm excited to announce that I live in the fried chicken district of Calgary now.
Oh, do you?
Woo!
Yeah, I guess there are some fried chicken joints around your place, aren't there?
Well, I didn't quite realize this when I first moved in, and then I started to realize that KFC, Popeyes, Chicken on the Way, Cluck and Cleaver, Olive Chicken, they're all within a very short walk from where I live now.
So whichever way the wind is coming from, you're getting chicken tonight.
I get...
You're in flavor country.
I'm in fried... Actually, though, my patio just reeks of fried chicken at all times. It's amazing.
So do you just find yourself constantly wanting fried chicken?
Yes, it's bad.
Once you smell that, you got to have it,
yeah,
right?
It's the most distinct and powerful scent in the world. I walk outside and it looks like I'm going to get some fried chicken.
You can be in a strange city and you're like, there's a KFC around here. I know it, right?
Yeah, you just... There it is. It is. I will follow my nose right to this. I was actually thinking my housewarming party, I'm just going to have a bunch of fried chicken from all of the places.
That is awesome.
Right? A fried chicken tester.
Prestigious fried chicken district of Calgary.
Very prestigious.
I believe they call those amenities. They should list that on your, when you bought your house. It should have been listed on the real estate listing.
It's true.
Within walking distance of 5 fried chicken joints.
Yeah, like, not schools and the normal things, but fried chicken. It's very important. I think all neighborhoods should be maybe named this way, though.
Well, we've often joked about how we're in Calgary's funeral home district. We're looking at 2 of them right now.
Yeah, yeah. We're in the very, very prestigious funeral home district as well.
What else? We've talked about Cougar Town.
Yes, where all the Cougars belong.
If there are a lot of, like, payday loan places and pawn shops and liquor stores around your house, you're probably in the hood, right?
It's for sure. There's the coffee shop district. That's the hipster district, right? Yeah, lots of coffee shops around.
I'm trying to think of, like, I live down south near the reservoir. What would that be considered? Kind of by Heritage Park.
That's a tough one. I have to explore your neighborhood. I haven't done a survey of it yet. And
a lot of older folks around there.
I mean, you have mentioned the skunks.
Yeah, we're having a big skunk problem. Maybe we're in Skunk Town. You're in Skunk Town, neighbor. It could be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Skunk Town.
It could also just be like really stinky weed. Maybe that's what I'm smelling every morning.
That's what I've always been curious of, because my mother, okay, always thinks the weed is skunk still. So when
there's a skunk around here.
We're home. My mom's just like, oh, where's those skunks? She's like, yes, mother, there's lots of skunks. Be careful. Okay?
Maybe it's weed. I never considered that. Maybe it's that sneeze weed.
That bad weed.
Yeah, weed.
So you're in the sneeze weed district.
X92.9.
So I was reading that people stop listening to the newest music, new music, after the age of 33.
I think I saw this headline too.
Yeah, which is very strange to me. And I was reading this, I'm like, what do you mean?
They have a term for it too, don't they?
Taste freeze.
Taste freeze.
Is what they call it.
So where you no longer have an appetite for new music?
That's what they're claiming. And I'm like, I don't know if I agree with that. Why would that be? Like, they say that basically after 33, you'll revert back to the music you used to listen to of the past. Now, I understand nostalgia is a big thing, right? Like, you'll hear songs from growing up now, and you'll get that warm, fuzzy feeling. So, is it as you get older, you kind of just crave that a little bit more?
See, I believe that that's changing. And I read a really interesting opinion one time, and I don't remember the writer, but they were saying that our parents' generation spent the first 30 years of their life collecting records, and then the rest of their life almost like a librarian of that record collection, where they know it inside out. Like, like how many times has people from our parents' generation listened to Pink Floyd's The Wall, for example? Like, they would know every note on that album.
Yeah.
Whereas our generation is more about what's new.
Yeah.
What are you listening to lately?
Well, and that's why I'm like, for me, I don't think this will be the case, because as you know, I'll hear a song and I'll play it over and over and over, and then I just like get rid of that song and move on to the next one. But I am constantly craving the new music, like something new, something that gives me goosebumps, something that I haven't heard before. So I'm constantly searching for it. Now, granted, I'm not 33 yet, so maybe in a few years when I turn 33, that'll all change. Like,
yeah, I don't think people spend the amount of time with specific albums that they used to.
No.
I think you're right. There's so much music available to us that we're constantly hunting for new stuff, whereas you don't get to know an album quite as well as you might have 20 years ago.
They also did say that people will also look for more obscure music. So it's not necessarily just old, but also more obscure. So going off of the like most popular music and to things that are a little bit more weird. And I could see that too.
Stop doing that when they get older?
No, that they will still do. So they will still look for some sort of obscure music, just not the like newest hits, essentially, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, because if you think about how popular like classic rock and classic hits radio stations are with older people, right?
Yeah.
Like, how many times can you hear Welcome to the Jungle? And people still do, right? People still like to hear that. And
I know.
And I think it's a different type of music fan this generation.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, at least.
Yeah. No, I would agree with you. I think that's absolutely true.
Do you ever find yourself going back through your old records and listening to the stuff that you did when you were younger, and you're like, this is still really good?
The old records. I the odd time we'll hear a song that I haven't heard in a very long time, and that's when I'll go, oh, wow. But aside from that, I'm always hunting for the new stuff. I'm like, no, give it to me. It's like a drug, finding that new song again. I'm like, I need to find something that just like gives me that goosebump feeling, right?
But then you don't have those albums that have kind of like defined you.
It's true. I don't have any definition, I guess.
That's just the flavor of the week, eh? Just fleeting. That is you.
I'm a leaf.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Did you know the TSA has an Instagram account?
No.
It's really good. They have almost 900,000 followers, and it's mostly photos of the things that they seize at the border.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those border crossing shows are so popular, right?
Mm-hmm. They're huge.
Yeah, and it's fascinating to watch how people try to smuggle things across the border and how they combat it.
Yeah. Yeah, I accidentally get things, not across the border, but through security and that type of thing. I will leave things in my bag, and some of the stuff that I have might be on there, like a six-pack of beer once. Tried to get that through security.
Did you pack your own bag, Shauna?
Yes.
I always ask if you packed your own bags.
And don't leave your bags unattended.
Do not leave them unattended.
Or they'll confiscate them.
This is mostly weapons, though.
Oh. Don't accidentally have weapons in my bag. Unless you consider a butter knife a weapon.
The second most recent item was a bottle of Pert Plus body wash, and there is a switchblade inside of it.
Oh, my God.
I would say like it's giving you ideas for how to smuggle weapons across the border, but really they're kind of showing you that these people were caught, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they were caught. So they'll say, don't try this, in other words. That's crazy.
Here's an item that caught my eye. It's a crucifix. Like, it's Jesus, but it's a knife. So
sometimes I wonder how people sleep at night. You know? Like, you can't... Like, don't turn Jesus into a knife.
No!
All right? Like, can we...
That's not what he was about.
That is not what Jesus...
In fact, I think he frowned upon shankings, I'm pretty sure.
He
killing
did.
For Christ.
Oh, my God.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.